Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
That's how you start out a 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, Jimmy. I mean, the Panthers do away with the Lightning. We exorcise the demons. We go on to round two. We enjoy ourselves. We got bogged down in a lot of nonsense today, but we need to celebrate our Florida Panthers. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Told you this yesterday. You come out to Funky Buddha Brewery for the Panthers or the Heat playoff games, however long the Heat ones remain. They're going to have the Funky Ones Hot Wings flights available. That's the flight of hot wings that Solana did, that Ryan and KC did. They have beer specials. They have the sound on for every game. So you can come watch the game. You take the hot wing challenge, and they have different pairings, I was telling you, Crowder. So yes. Like the Bomb is paired with the No Crust PB&J Brown Ale. The Last Dab is paired with the Fire in the Hole Red Ale. And when we did the Funky Ones event out there, Solana did it. They had the...
It was surprising.
Yeah, and he did the entire flight, cleared the wings of the meat like they were left down to the bone. Like you did a good job with that stuff, Solana.
When you see that little gazelle running through the Sahara and he's dodging all the lions, had no chance of winning that. Like Solana, you really impressed me with that.
Yeah, I did.
You know what? I'm not gonna play Noche de Sixto today. To celebrate what you did at Funky Buddha several weeks ago.
That's right.
I don't know.
Yeah, he doesn't seem appreciative of that. Maybe I have to withdraw that.
What am I supposed to do? Like thank you and run over and give you a hug?
Yes.
You heard Noche de Sixto?
You should come over here and give me the straight fill.
He's throwing straight filth.
You're going to make a song for Bob if he wins the Bazina?
Yeah, I might.
Something to Two Live Crew.
So a lot of got good since then. Like, your songs are awesome now, but that Noche de Sixto, man, that is a gem.
That's straight trash. That was... And I know what he says because he always says the same thing, which is lyrically, it's not horrible.
No.
But the performance is so bad. It's probably like Rebecca Black. That Friday song might be a banger if, you know, Miley Cyrus was singing it and it was like a new Party in the USA anthem. But you can't, you can't even give props to the lyrics because the performance is so brutal. Now we have to play it, Solana. I can't talk about it.
You didn't even have to bring it up, period. Nobody's watching the Marlins game tonight. I love the Marlins, right? Nobody's watching the Marlins game tonight. They're playing the other
I think
worst
there's
team.
There's no Panthers, there's no Heat. So I think people are going to be watching the Marlins game tonight.
No, they're still not going to be watching the Marlins game tonight. If I hadn't mentioned that Sixto Sanchez was pitching, nobody would have cared. Like, the Marlins have the worst record in Major League Baseball, and they're playing
the
second
worst team.
Tonight
could be the night that we win Free Whopper Juniors. It could happen tonight.
My son loves Jazz, and Jazz hit a grand slam or something a couple games ago. My son asked me, he's actually about to go to batting practice, and when he gets home, the Marlins game will be like 30 minutes in, and he wants to watch the Marlins, and I want to watch Sixto.
Be a good dad. Put on something else.
Not nice.
Hey, Jimmy, in your house, do they call him Sesto?
What?
And just let it sit there, Jimmy. Just let it sit there.
Play on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jimmy speaks so little Spanish, he didn't even get seis.
He didn't. Yeah.
Do you think your parents talk about you behind your back in Spanish because you don't know a word?
Oh, 100%. Especially my grandmother.
Jim, are you allowed to turn the TV on without permission?
Yes, I'm
Jimmy,
allowed
Crowder's
to
rocking
permission.
About 8,000 square feet. How many square feet your room?
I have no clue.
Well, I can tell you. It's not 8,000.
It's about to be a jail cell, which is about 15.
You're going to jail, Jimmy.
Jimmy's donezo, man.
I am on a little bit of a heater when it comes to gambling. I've won four in a row, including 2 3-leg parlays last night. Mm-hmm. I have already put in a parlay for tonight. Money line. Knicks, Cavs, Pacers. They're all the favorites. And I'm not giving the points, but I do think the Knicks take care of the Sixers tonight. I think the Cavs, that series seems to be whoever's the home team runs it up on the other. And the Pacers, I think the Bucks are just kind of mentally exhausted from the season. You put it in, Crowder?
Yes, sir. Same one.
Very nice.
We talked about it earlier.
Let's go. I think the Bucks, it would require Doc Rivers pulling some magic out of his butt, and I don't think there's any magic there.
Mm-mm.
So, came out strange.
And then, well, I was going to say, I was...
It came out weird, yeah.
If you're looking
out of his butt.
If you're looking for magic to come out of somebody's butt, maybe the Sixers will have a little something up their sleeve tonight with Kyle Lowry.
Up their sleeve, Solana. Pull something out of your sleeve or your hat.
Right, but anybody, there's no sleeves, on these basketball jerseys. So you got to store your magic in your butt.
Good point. Yeah.
You got magic in your butt.
Anybody see the coming attractions for the Clippers series? Because I keep saying magic, I'm thinking about the Lakers winning time. But there's a Clippers series. All about Donald Sterling. What was the girl's name?
V. Steviano. Oh,
yeah.
I love that story. Oh,
have you seen the
story.
Coming attraction for it?
No.
I think it's Netflix. It looks so good that I cannot wait. I think Donald Sterling is played by Al Bundy. Is it the guy from Married with Children? That is playing.
Oh my goodness! You have
Donald
me
Sterling.
So excited.
Wait till I send you the preview for this. It is so good.
These are one of the stories in my radio career.
Oh,
that
I know.
I did not want to get out of the cycle. I love. Oh, Big Magic Johnson. What has he done, bro? I love
Big Bad Magic Johnson.
Clipped is what it's called. Clipped.
Is it Clipped?
Siviano.
What network is it on, Jimmy? To say.
No.
Man, she wore that little mask. She wore the little.
I mean, that was craziness.
Oh, my goodness. I love this one. Man, listen, I got it. I'm going to buy whatever platform it's on right
now.
Yeah,
I saw it the other day. Oh, my goodness. Does it look good? Clipped.
Hulu.
It's on Hulu? Oh,
Hulu got me.
Hulu.
You can get Hulu. If you have Disney Plus, you have Hulu. Because they moved that onto Disney Plus.
Correct.
Was it? That's the same thing.
Yeah, like if you open Disney Plus, there's a Hulu channel in there. Yeah, it's Lawrence Fishburne as Doc Rivers. I'm watching it right now. Lawrence Fishburne is Doc Rivers.
Oh my goodness.
Wait till I send this to you because I saw it the other day and I'm like, oh my God, does this look great?
I hope they don't have V. Stiviano as bad.
She was bad.
Hawk.
Crowder.
Hawk.
V. Stiviano. We're talking about Hawk. The same V. Stiviano?
Hawk. We're talking about black bad, like bad, good bad. We're not talking about like garbage.
Yeah. Bad meaning bad, not bad meaning good. No, bad meaning good, not bad meaning bad.
Hawk. V. Stiviano was fine?
Yeah.
Hawk.
He was like 86 years old.
I don't care what he was. If they have V. Stiviano played by an attractive woman, I'm going to be upset. Who's V. Stiviano? It better not be nobody fine.
Says Ed O'Neill portrays Donald Sterling. He's Al Bundy. Doc Rivers is portrayed by Lawrence Fishburne. J. Alphonse Nicholson is Chris Paul. Cleopatra Coleman as V. Stiviano.
Let me look this lady up.
Cleopatra Coleman.
Nope. That's a lie.
V. Stiviano, I think, was a good-looking woman.
No, Hawk. No, she wasn't, Hawk.
I think she was.
The first thing you said when I asked, you said, but he was 87 years old.
You do have to have some context.
You're grading on a curve.
Yeah. Okay. but not like a total curve. I got to find what she looks like again.
Go look up V. Stiviano.
This feels misogynistic.
Donald Sterling was garbage, too. Little fat, ugly man.
Anyway, we evened it out. We're safe.
I'll tell you, men are ugly too. Lawrence Fishburne ain't that fine. He needs to do. He needs some. He needs to do.
Doc Rivers. That guy's ugly.
Oh man. Oh, look at it. Let it go. Let his hair go. Solana's garbage.
Jimmy too. I hate to break it to you, Jimmy.
Yeah,
you too,
Jimmy. Too. Yeah.
Garbage. I've seen you in that.
I'm a looker, though, Hawk. I'm a looker.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, man boobs to my left and toothless to my right over here. You guys are really about to be on the cover of a Vogue Men Edition, for sure.
Solana, I got it back in.
The cover of Vogue.
I got the tooth back in.
Let's get headlines here because I do want to celebrate the Panthers here. And we'll have plenty of time, I think. There's only so much Panthers we can talk throughout May and June. I think we'll be done talking about the Heat. We'll have plenty of time for V. Stiviano and Clipped. When does it start? All right, let's get headlines here. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour with Alejandro Solana. Would love for this to continue as long as it's possible so he doesn't have to play Noche de Sixto.
There's actually some breaking news here regarding Kristaps Porzingis. So I'll give it to you right now. These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. This is from Shams Charania, but Chris B. Haynes has tweeted out. Everybody has tweeted it out. The Celtics did as well. Kristaps Porzingis has a right soleus strain. He will miss Game 5 versus Miami on Wednesday. Tim Reynolds, he adds the context. The soleus strain is also what the Bucks said Giannis has. The grade of strain is the key detail. So this could be a couple of weeks or not. Who knows? He writes. So,
all right.
Chris Stapps.
Clip premieres June 4th on Hulu.
All in.
So Chris Stapps Porzingis will be out tomorrow for the Boston Celtics. Jaime Jaquez Jr. and Terry Rozier will be out tomorrow for the Miami Heat. Everybody marked
mine went down to 13.5, by the way, with the Porzingis news.
Yeah. Guys, go ahead, pencil this into your calendars. Game 7 between the Heat and the Celtics will be Sunday, 1 p.m. at the TD Garden on ABC.
Listen, nothing would make me happier to sit down Sunday afternoon and watch a Game 7 Heat and Celtics because I would take the Heat all day in that game, and I don't care who's playing. I just don't think it gets there. But if it did, I am all in on the Heat.
Big bag Eric Spoelstra. What has he done? I can't wait for this show to start.
The Florida Panthers did win last night. They close out the Tampa Bay Lightning, blew them out. 6 goals they put on Andre Vasilevsky, even though technically like 3 of them were empty netters. But who cares? They sent Vasi home. They sent Kucherov home. They sent that guy Braden Point home. I mean, they sent them all home. Have fun in Cancun. Bolts.
Somebody texts in, this is like casting Sofia Vergara as Griselda. I have to look at what Vistiviano looked like.
Hawk, have you looked up Cleopatra Coleman?
Mm-mm.
Okay, just do a dual search.
First of all, Vistiviano, when I just search her, it says model. So her job is being a model.
She didn't model, hand model, foot model.
I'm going to disagree with you. I'm looking at her. I'm going to disagree with you. I think she's very attractive.
Who?
Vistiviano.
Hawk. Come on, bro.
You don't think she's attractive?
No, she looks like a caveman.
Disagree.
Heat Celtics game 5 is tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Tonight, Knicks Sixers will be at 7, New York up 3-1. Cavs Magic at 8, series tied to a piece. Bucks Pacers, 9:30. Indy is up 3-1.
Again, I don't want to sound misogynistic, but look at these pictures of her just in the visor.
The visor does her great honor.
The Panthers, once again, win yesterday. We're awaiting the winner of the Boston-Toronto matchup to see who the Florida Panthers will play in round 2.
All right.
The Marlins. The Marlins do begin a 4-game series versus the Rockies tonight. Inter Miami coming off a big win over the weekend. Messi, Alba, Busquets, and Luis Suarez, the big 4, were all at the Inter-Miami game yesterday in a suite right above section 113.
At the Heat game, you mean?
At the Heat game, yes. At the Heat game yesterday.
That wouldn't be news if they were at the Inter-Miami game. They're correct. Paid to be at the Inter-Miami games.
Yeah. Very, very true. Yeah, good point there, Hawk. That, by the way, is your Inter-Miami update, fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks.
Jimmy, do you know when the NHL gives out the Vezina?
I'm guessing at the NHL Awards, they have like their own award show, I guess.
You're right. Mm. You're right. That's a good call.
Do they have their own award show?
Sure.
The NHL? I thought that was just the NFL.
Yeah, Barkov won an award one of those years.
Right, but for sure there's an NHL award show?
Yeah, they have an award show. They do.
They do?
Yeah.
Who's watching that?
Well, Jimmy and I were watching.
Vistiviano. Insurance so easy, even Vistiviano can do it.
Finally, just a couple NBA notes that we haven't gotten to. The Lakers are likely to fire Darvin Ham, their head coach, per Shams Charania. LeBron, according to Brian Windhorst this morning on Get Up, expected to opt out of his contract with the Lakers and become a free agent. He didn't specify that he's going to leave L.A., but he does have a player option, and he's just noting that LeBron will likely opt out and seek some options. Who knows?
The date and place for the NHL Awards show has yet to be announced.
And NBC is preparing a bid for the NBA rights worth $2.5 billion annually in an attempt to squeeze out Turner Sports, or TNT. That's courtesy of front office sports.
I would love to see the NBA back on NBC, but I don't want to see it leave TNT because I love what TNT does with it.
Couldn't they get Charles and them over there?
Sure. That's what happened when Fox got the NFL. They took Pat Summerall and John Madden from CBS. So, yeah, that could absolutely happen. But I don't know, something comfortable about watching Ernie and the Jet and Charles and Shaq on. By the way, how great is Shaq with that foursome? Because remember when he first started, we were like, disaster. You yeah. can't understand him. It was so good with just Kenny and Charles and Ernie kind of directing traffic. And now you're throwing Shaq in there for no reason. Shaq is so good on that. He was howling the other night at Barkley, just torching San Antonio and where else? Can't think of the city. It wasn't just San Antonio. It was somewhere else. Anyway.
Yeah, must have been so hilarious, Hawk, for sure.
It was. I said it. It was really funny.
No, because Charles kills San Antonio. He's done it in the past, and now he's just laid into it where he's gonna roast San Antonio. And it's not the team, it's the city.
Correct.
Yeah, he just gets on the cities and starts going to these cities.
Yeah,
the women, the whole San Antonio thing. They got
Galveston. That's who he was ripping the other night. Galveston. It was Galveston. And he had Shaq in stitches.
Yeah, you ever been to Galveston?
Mm-mm.
You're not missing much. Trust me.
A lot of V. Stivianos.
She is the finest thing ever to touch Galveston, Texas.
She's pretty regardless. By the way, Donald Sterling could have had anybody wanted. Had billions. So,
he couldn't have anybody wanted, Hawk, because he got V. Stivianos.
Pretty close.
V. Stivianos.
Your weather.
So great that this is still something we can talk about in the news in 2024.
Oh, you know I'm all in on this. I love this story. It might have been my favorite story in media. LeBron's going back to Cleveland. Man, y'all heard Donald Sterling?
Your weather. From the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Again, 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Partly cloudy in South Florida. Starting to come down here a little bit in El Portal. Been telling you all day, 50% chance of rain. Drive safely. That's your weather.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hey, ho, let's go.
Hawk and Crowder.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, and Solana is throwing back a Funky Buddha because he went the entire show with Sixto Sanchez pitching tonight for the Marlins, and he did not have to play Noche de Sixto. He kept giving us the okie doke, and now we don't have time to play it.
Huck, if he goes over 4.5 Ks, we'll play it tomorrow.
Right. If he's bad, we play it tomorrow because get out the bad juju.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's great, we play it tomorrow to celebrate his pitching.
I'm in, Hawk. Let's go.
All right. You didn't escape it just yet.
He's not sleeping tonight.
By the way, one more reminder. We have a chance for you to win tickets to see Megadeth with Mudvayne and All That Remains at the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm Beach. If you want to enter to win those tickets, go to WQAM.com, click on contests, and you can do it right there. That's fun today, man. Hurricane Hotline is coming up after us, and then I think you get Larry Bluestein tonight with a little South Florida High School sports talk. So good night of local radio here. Before we get out for the evening, let's talk trucks. Palmetto Ford of Miami, family-owned and operated since 1966. Palmetto Ford, whatever you're looking for, Explorer, Edge, F-150, F-250, F-750, they got it. Whatever truck you need, they got it. I'm talking pickup, landscape, dump trucks, cargo vans, box trucks. I always say, if it exists, they got it. And then what sets them apart is they got it in stock on the lot and ready for delivery. So it doesn't matter if you're looking for a van, two vans, 40 vans, they got it. It's no wonder Palmetto Ford is constantly acquiring more inventory with that nationally recognized buying team they have. Take it from me. Cut out the middleman. You get it straight from the source. Palmetto Ford, they know trucks, and yeah, they got it. That is going to do it for us on this busy but fun Tuesday. Get a little night to breathe. I mean, there's some good NBA and NHL games. You really should watch the Bruins Maple Leafs game because that's going to impact the Panthers second round. But then tomorrow, back at it, Heat, Celtic, see what kind of magic Eric Spoelstra can pull right out of his jacket pocket. And we'll see what we have. So we call it callback in the business. Mm-hmm. All right, everybody, have a great and safe Tuesday night. Go Sixto! We will speak with you mañana.
We're swimming uphill.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.